I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp has ordered residents in six Georgia counties to evacuate starting at noon today as Hurricane Dorian approaches. Residents east of Interstate 95 in Bryan, Camden, Chatham, Glenn, Liberty, and McIntosh counties are under mandatory evacuation. Officials will also start contraflow of traffic on I-16 starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. A shelter for Dorian evacuees from Chatham County was set up over the weekend in Augusta. Representatives from the fire department, the marshal's office, public health department, and the local chapter of the American Red Cross are preparing for up to 100 people in the gymnasium at Westside High School. Evacuees could start arriving beginning today. As many as 10 other shelters could be opened up before the storm impacts the Georgia coast, depending on the need for space. This is the third time since 2015 that Augusta is providing shelters to accommodate hurricane evacuees from Chatham County. Meanwhile, several airports are closing in Florida as Dorian heads that way. Over 50 flights have been canceled at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You should check your airline for more information if flying is on your schedule this week. Well, if the storm follows the current forecast track, it would pass about 70 miles off Georgia's coast. Storm researcher Chuck Watson of Savannah-based Enki Research says the forecast would change a lot if the storm moved a little closer or a little further away.
So just a wobble, the width of the eye of this hurricane is the difference between a significant amount of damage on our coast and basically just a breezy, blustery day.
Watson says coastal residents shouldn't focus on the storm's precise track. Rather, pay close attention to watches and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. He says a hurricane has never gone outside the warning area. And the Savannah, Chatham County, and Camden County School District will both be closed tomorrow and Wednesday. Classes held at the East Georgia State College Statesboro location and East Georgia State College classes normally held on the campus of Georgia Southern University are canceled on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. Well, last October, Hurricane Michael decimated Georgia's cotton crop. Hurricane Dorian is threatening Georgia just as cotton growers are starting their harvest. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Strong winds would be bad news for Georgia cotton crops that are ready for harvesting. But UGA agronomist Jared Whitaker says it's still not the peak of the season when a storm would do the most damage.
I'm glad this isn't a month from now. If it was a month from now, it could be a knockout punch.
Still, Whitaker says some growers planted early to avoid storms later in the season, and a hot summer helped cotton plants mature more quickly. So depending where Dorian goes and how strong it is, the storm could have a significant impact on Georgia cotton. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
And in sports, the Atlanta Dream lost to the Seattle Storm 92-75 yesterday. The loss drops Atlanta's record to 7 wins and 24 losses for the season. The Dream stay on the West Coast for a contest against the Los Angeles Sparks tomorrow night. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.